Right now it is time for the Republican American Report with Ruth Epstein. Of course, Ruth covers our area for the Republican American newspaper. Our stories are online at rap-am.com, of course, in the newspaper as well. And we always like to talk about what's coming up the week ahead and what has been going on. Happy New Year, Ruth.
And the same to you, Marshall, and everybody out there.
And we start off with anywhere from 3 to 5 inches of snow out there this morning.
Yeah, how did you make it in this morning? Okay.
Well, it was fine. Yeah, I found that even with my lousy knees, I think the limit is probably 6.5, 7 inches, but I didn't have any problem. But then again, Kindred really took care of the station, and Joey Warren took care of my house. So I was able to make it in absolutely fine.
Good, good. That's
got a nice night's sleep in my own bed.
Yes, much better than on the air mattress. Yep.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right.
So, New Year turns a page, and here we are in 2021, but many of the same issues are still percolating. We did a roundup yesterday in the paper, and many of the first selectmen are looking at issues that are still going to go on over the new year, and mostly dealing with COVID, of course, is the top one, and hoping that they can relax some of the rules in their town halls come spring. And, of course, you know, holding Zoom meetings. While they've worked, it's still they'd rather have them in person and be able to talk to people face-to-face. Affordable housing, land preservation, roads, bridges, all the things that we'd expect to hear is what they're looking at for the new year.
Yeah. And also, it was a great story in the Republican American about how the catering industry, the catering halls, mm. how devastated they have been along with the restaurants.
Yeah. And I'm sure, you know, lots of our local restaurants are seeing it, struggling, especially now that they can't do outdoor dining. But we do have a couple of new restaurants, including the one in Canaan, the Berkshire Country Cafe, with Ryan Craig, who runs the Berkshire Country Store in Norfolk, has taken over the space where Pops used to be. And they opened this Saturday, and business was brisk, both in and takeout. And I understand that Roma is going to open a second store in the old Zeta Maria's store on Railroad Street pretty soon. And lots of activity in Canaan, which is good to see, and hopefully it'll continue. Speaking of COVID, we have two schools in the district that are staying virtual for the next 2 weeks, the high school and Lee Kellogg board met the other day and decided to continue virtual distance learning until January 19th. Everyone was concerned about the fallout from holiday travel, so they're being extra cautious. And again, Lisa Carter has been very conscientious about sending out notices every time there's a case in any of the schools, so she keeps everybody posted, which is I think very helpful.
And she just sent out this weekend a total compilation of through the holiday, mm-hmm. The COVID count in each school and
right.
each community, which is really helpful to look at to see how well the school is handling it.
So. Right. And
so you're going to be a busy person this today, though.
Today is a busy day. It's our first Monday of the month, and as you know, we start off with the Salisbury Selectmen, then we have Canaan Selectmen, we have Region 1 Board of Ed.
Kent Selectmen, I have a special meeting at 10 o'clock this morning.
Which ones?
The Selectmen.
Which town?
In Kent.
Oh,
Kent, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
Kent, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so busy. And tomorrow night is Cornwall Board of Selectmen, so they're all coming back into the fold. And there is a giveaway on Wednesday. The FFA will be handing out checks to food banks in the area, representatives of food banks, from the money made at the holiday store. They really did a smashing business this year, and as always, share it with those food banks, which is terrific. And then if you're looking to get organized this year, which we do every year. Scova Library is having a talk on Saturday, 4 p.m., on how to get organized. So tune in.
And, of course, coming up this week will be the Wetlands Commission. There'll be one of the main things on the agenda will be the Twin Lakes Causeway. That is also coming up.
Yeah, that's been a hot issue, quite the hot issue.
I guess we should also mention that Kent has weekly COVID-19 testing, and also the Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association will have a COVID-19 testing site on January 11th from 9:30 to 12:00.
Oh, good.
In the parking lot. And the Kent one.
Kent one is used every week at the transfer station. Yep. That's
and
very...
It's open to anybody, not just Kent residents.
Absolutely. Yep. And it goes very smoothly, and it's a good... If anybody has thoughts about going, it really, I can vouch, it works well. Zoning has been a big issue in Cornwall recently. The Zoning Commission has approved attainable housing regulations to allow for more affordable housing, and now they're working on the home businesses. That's become a big issue now that we have more people living in the area and telecommunicating. And then, of course, we know the Canaan station is up for sale, $1.2 million, and you can own a railroad station. So,
gee.
Yeah, think about that, Marshall. So, anyway.
If my father were still alive, he'd love it.
Oh, it's a great, great thing. And Gear Village is suiting up to give its first round of COVID shots. So, to the staff, and the staff gets a stipend for those who are willing to get the shot in the arm. And they're hoping to encourage people to take it and be safe. And so I don't even have to put my snowshoes on. I can just walk into the kitchen today to cover all the things from Zoom. But nevertheless, it keeps me busy.
Yeah, the Zoom meetings are great, but they do take away, like the meeting coming up in Salisbury about the causeway. It takes away the potentially great interaction between the presenters and the people who have questions and the board itself. And it takes away that intimacy and that reaction. So
you're absolutely right. And just seeing body language and facial issues, it's just a whole different aspect. But hopefully, as I said, we will be back meeting with each other sometime this year.
And let's hear it for the state of Connecticut, number one in the Northeast and number four all over the country in their efficiency in getting the COVID-19 vaccinations out into arms.
Really?
Yep.
That's great. That's good to hear.
So that is a nice accomplishment for the state of Connecticut.
Our first responders in the area were vaccinated this past week, over at Sharon Hospital, a lot of them. So here to them. Absolutely. Okay, Marshall. Onward and upward.
That's a way to start off the new year with a clean slate and a fresh lay of snow on the ground.
Hopefully it's going to be a good year for all of us. Yes.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Okay, well, we're off and running, and we will be with you next week.
All right, take care, Ruth.
Thanks, Marshall. You too.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.